All right, let's get back to Friday Night Lights here. The Rockets have got it teed up. Louis Winkleman talking to his players, just about ready to break the huddle. We've got a fantastic crowd on hand tonight for the home opener here at Ike Ryan Field. I see Jay Burchard there and with Mom and Dad in front of the stands. They've just arrived on the scene, and it's good to see faculty here. Other faculty in the stands already as well. As Louie takes a look, kicks it end over end near the sideline. It's taken there by number 44. He comes up the field, and he's hit hard by the first guy through there. And what a nice tackle by the Cowboy, Dalton Brown.
Yeah, good start to the game for Dalton there, getting down on good coverage and a nice hit. Hopefully we can continue that throughout the game.
Casey Courtney took that kick, and he tried to meander back towards the center of the field, and Dalton Brown, showing some very good speed, was able to track him down. Okay, here comes the Commons. Looks like they've got Pro set receiver left, receiver to the right side. They hand off both across their right side, and he's taken down for little or no gain. 45 was Tyler Alberts, and nice job by the defense to stop him.
Like Chance Worstick coming through the offensive line there to make the initial hit, and then Ty Yeager coming in on to help him out.
They did give him a yard, second and nine, and now Cardinals sends two guys to the left, two guys to the right. Quarterback in the gun position, takes the snap, hands it off, and Albert gets nowhere again. The Rocket defense is picking up right where they left off last week, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that defensive line up front is really doing a nice job of plugging up the holes and standing up to the guys at the line of scrimmage, and linebackers are filling those holes nicely.
Nathan Yeager with the carry, and he came up a little gimpy on that. We'll see how that plays out here as the Rockets have stopped him two times in a row. They say third and nine again from the 20. I can't believe that they are giving him a yard on that first carry that they had. That same setup again, two receivers to the right. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. He fires it, and it's caught. Nice job on the comments, and it's going to be close. That first down, he's got the first down.
Yeah, nice little in route there by number 11, Blake Wright. And he had, couldn't see who for sure had the coverage out here. He was a little deep on that coverage, and when he ran that in route, he was wide open. A nice throw by Batterson.
Indeed, he got a nice throw. He had some time to throw as well, and that helped out to execute the play. So the Commons have it, first and 10 from the 31 of their own. They come up in the I formation, quarterback under center. Hands it off to the second back through, and that was Albert again, and he got a couple on the play. Worst on the stop. He came up from his corner position. Second down and 8. Coming up for the Commons. This game is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through finance. Check out their website at cfirstyourvoice.com. All right, Commons, high formation again, a pitch to the right side. Oh, nice job by
Archer coming across the line.
Good play by him.
Dougie stopped him back for a loss. Going to bring up third and 10.
There was a blocker right in his face. He kind of faked the blocker, got around him. Wasn't much of a movement at all. And he got past that blocker, and then he put the hit on the ball carrier, Tyler Albert, and he was stopped right in his tracks. No gain on the play. Third and 10 coming up for the Cardinals. They send one guy to the left. Now that another guy will go over there on the left side. One man to the right. He's got offset backs with him in the backfield. Bad snap. He picks it up. He's looking to throw. He's still scrambling, and he's finally hit. Oh, my. Nice job by number 70 for the Rockets. Luke Welch was able to track him down.
Yeah, Luke Welch chased him a long way to that far sideline and made a nice shoestring tackle as he tried to get past the line of scrimmage.
Fourth down coming up. He actually lost the yard. Luke had to go quite a ways to chase him. Cardinal in punt formation. Bad snap. He picks it up. Oh, he gets it off end over end. and gets bounces at about the 40. It's picked up by Archer. He gets up to the 50-yard line. Nice job by Corey Archer.
Yeah, with that short kick, it looked like the Rockets were just going to let it bounce, and the Cardinal, Thomas, just kind of gave up on it. It took a high bounce. Archer grabbed it and was able to advance it about 10 yards from where he picked it up.
At the 8:57 mark, the Rockets will have their first possession, and we, as we said in the pregame, it'll be interesting to watch Pixley as he operates. He was dinged up on his right shoulder. He's got backs beside him, more off to the left. They hand a little crossback action over here to Corey Archer. He's got the corner turned. He's up to the 40 and almost up to the 35-yard line. Corey Archer on the first play from scrimmage picks up a rumble of 15.
That looked like initially he was trying to go off tackle, bounces outside, had some good blocking, enabled him to get the corner, and a good 14-yard gain.
Yep, I think they only gave him, 14. I was stretching it out to 15 there, Coach Sands, but the Rockets, nice positive play on first down. Pigsley takes a look. He's under center. Offset backs behind him. Takes the snap. Gives it to Archer on the right side. He's able to step through and get up to that 35-yard line for a gain of a couple.
Yeah, not quite as much happening that time, but initial hole there as he cut through the middle, and the linebacker made a nice tackle to keep him through a minimal gain.
All right. Rockets with it. No score. Early going here at Ike Ryan Field at Eddyville. Pigsley brings him up. He's got backs behind him again in the two-set spread. There's the snap. Right away to neighbor Yeager. He gets it over on the right side, and he is hit hard by Nathan Yeager on the defensive side. He leads the Comets and tackles, and I can see why.
Yeah, real host of white jerseys over there on the right side as Yeager tried to run off tackle.
And it looks like they're stacking the box, kind of forced them to throw. Maybe they scouted last week and saw that injury. It'll be interesting to see if Pigsley can put the ball in the air here on third down and seven to go from the 34-yard line of the Commons. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. He options to roll, pitches it, and it's incomplete. Tried there to hit number 23, Jaron Glosser, and he had his man wide open, but he just bounced it off his hands incomplete.
Yeah, that was a nice effort by Jaron, kind of dove for it a little bit, was able to get his hand on it, but it'd have been a great catch.
You know, last week we were talking how he was always rolling to his left. He had more success to the left than he did to the right. Looked like his arm was just a short arm throw. Of course, it wasn't it was more like a long handoff that he was trying to do. Rockets are lining up to go for it. See what happens here from the 34-yard line, 4th and 7, Cody Brown in motion. There's the snap. Pigsley drops straight back. He looks. He pumps. And now he goes down. A sack by number 69 for the Comets. That was Logan Laughlin. And he just had a little bit too much time back there to think about what to do, and down he went.
Yeah, the flag looks like in the area probably going to be holding on the Rockets, but that was just Comets are going to decline it.
Yeah, you would think so. There's the call, yes. Penalty. And so let's see here. That's the first penalty. No yards on that one. And the Comet will take over first and 10 from about the 41-yard line. So Coach Keller rolled the dice a little bit, came up short on that particular possession. Let's see if the defense can come get a turnover here and help out the cause. Rocket defense not quite set yet. Coming in late is Trey Van Dorn into his linebacking position. Comets up to the line of scrimmage. They got two men to the left, one to the right. There's the snap. Hands it off to Albert, and he gets snowed under again. Nice job. Chance Worsta. And then Aaron Gordon, the captain, chased him from the backside.
That was Yeager that time. They got the carry off the left side, but he said he went negative 2 yards that time.
Once again, the Rocket defense is able to shoot that gap. They've done a fantastic job so far. Second and 12 coming up now for the Comet. Once again, two guys to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. Fumbled. He's picked up. He looks to throw deep downfield. He scrambles a little bit. He makes a connection, but it's only a gain of about 4 yards. So it gets up to the 45.
Rockets had good pressure in the backfield that time, but one of them made the cardinal sin of biting on the pump fake and jumped in the air, and Batterson was able to scramble around him, buy some more time, and made a pretty good positive pickup, almost 7 yards.
You're exactly right. He made that pump fake, and away he ran right past him up the field. Batterson sends his guys out, two to the left, one to the right, one man behind him, man in motion, eye formation, and they give a delay up the middle. Nice hole. He's still on his feet. He's on the loose at the 30, the 25, and he will take it in for the end zone. Number 45, Tyler Albert, takes it the distance on third down and about six.
That's about a 56-yard touchdown for Albert that time. Looks like a couple of the Rockets had a chance on the far side, had their arms on him, but we just didn't wrap up. And he was able to outrun Jaeger the rest of the way.
At the 6:01 mark, the Cardinal puts up the first score of the evening. And we'll see what they do here on the PAT. Yeah, he took it right up. It was a nice delay. They had excellent execution on that line. Eye formation for the Cardinal. Rolls to his right, looking to throw. He's got a man in the back. No, incomplete. Good job. Maroff was in the vicinity, and why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah, there was a whole host of black jerseys there as he kind of rolled to the right. It seemed like the whole field was flooded this way.
No good on the PAT. The Cardinal hold a 6-0 lead here in the first quarter at Ike Ryan Field. Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. And First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville, Lakesburg, Fremont Rockets. And this is Pat Powers along with Jeff Sands. And you couldn't ask for a better evening for football. Temperatures in the mid to low 70s. Some people got their jackets on already, which is fine. There's absolutely no wind, as the flagpole will be not moving whatsoever on this next kickoff here by the Common. Does it surprise you a little bit that they got on the board first, Coach?
It does a little bit, the way our run defense have been playing those first couple of series. That delay just kind of caught us by surprise, and we didn't wrap up very well.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Red Sea opening up there. There was nobody that filled that hole, and Albert was able to take it the distance, 56 yards on that. Quite a carry. All right, the Common up Ramos to tee it up, and there's the kick. It's end over end, but short. Up comes the up man. That was Bigsley. He's at the 40, and he's tackled finally at the 45. So Dylan Bigsley getting some work all over the field, and the Rockets will have it on their second possession from their own 45-yard line.
Hey, that surprises me a little bit that Pigsley's even out there on kickoffs and punts and that sort of thing tonight, having that dinged-up shoulder. It looks like he got brought down, kind of landed on that side of his shoulder, but I guess they know his pain tolerance a little better than I do.
641-660-7764. Give you a shout-out here on KIIC.3 as the Rockets take the first play up the middle, and they get about 2 yards on that particular play. It looks like Losser was the carrier. He's showing off the orange shoes tonight, Coach.
Well, you know, he's got a little competition with Pink Brothers out there, Larkin and Gordon, so he's got to make sure he can be seen, too.
And, of course, hunting season's coming soon. All right, Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Bigsley under center. Got one back behind him. That's neighbor Jaeger. In motion is Brown, and Jaeger gets the handoff, and he gets all the way up past the 50, past the 45, into Common territory, and a first down for the Rockets there, that first down of the evening.
Nice job. Some more straight-ahead running that time. Off tackle to the far side. Jaeger was able to get into the linebacking core before he was even touched. There's a nice hole over there.
Big fake to Cody Brown as he came around. Might have pulled that defense that way a little bit.
I wondered when you said Dalton Brown in motion the first time.
Archer takes it over the right side. He turned the corner. Up he goes. He's along the far sideline. Nice job. Back-to-back first downs by the Rockets.
Yeah, another nice play. Archer did a good job of getting to the corner there and turned on the speed up the sideline. He outran four or five white jerseys and like almost 25 yards on that carry.
Up to the 20 goes the Rockets. 21 is actually the spot, so they're almost in the red zone. They may match that touchdown by number 45, Tyler Albert, and there's an official's timeout. Maroff's got his helmet off and got to fix the hardware. He's not coming off the field. He's fixing it out there. We'll see how long they let him do that. Okay. He dons it on, puts it up, they crank the clock, so he's going to stay in.
I guess as long as it didn't come off during the play, he doesn't have to come off the field.
That's a good thing. All right. Bixley brings him up. Guys behind him. Two set back. They give it to Archer this side on the left side. He's turned the corner again. He's on the loose. Corey Archer in for the score. Touchdown, Rockets.
Yeah, quick retaliation and come back to the match that touchdown. Only three plays and about 56 yards on those three plays. Archer did a nice job that time. A good block, and he cut up around the corner and basically untouched it. He outran the Thomas to the end zone.
At the 420 mark, indeed, they answered very quickly because the Comets scored at the 601 mark. So Rockets very, very quickly come down the line. There's the snap, the kick, and it looks good. It is good by Winkleman, and the PAT makes it 7-6, and the Rockets are in the lead. Strike up the band, Dr. Overton. Windstream, KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and the lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get the specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all those options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today. 641-888-0134. Glad to have those folks on board as a proud sponsor of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont football. And cheerleaders got it right that time. They got to 7, didn't they, Coach?
Yeah, they're doing a good job tonight.
They are stocked with 14 people leading the charge. That's a lot of cheerleaders to give the spirit out for the football team and to the crowd.
Almost as many football players as we have out there.
There's Winkleman with the kick. It's end over end right down the middle. It's going to come up to 44 again. He tries to right side, and he got hit again as he caught the ball. 34 for the Rockets. That was Trey Van Dorn on that carry, on the coverage, and the Cardinals start at the 31. You got to be happy with the kick coverage. I mean, my goodness, they're getting down there and getting down there fast and making a sure tackle. Batterson in the shotgun. He's got a inverted bone. Now he sends the guy in motion. There's the snap. A handoff, and down he goes before he gets to the line of scrimmage. Nice penetration by Dalton Brown. He made him change direction, and then number 25, Hunter Johnson, was able to tackle him.
That was similar to that delay they scored the touchdown on the last drive, but we did a nice job of staying home that time. Dalton was able to get there to make a nice tackle. It looks like they dropped him for just about a half-yard loss.
Calling Hunter Johnson's name's got to please his mom. I thought it was on the DL, and then he got clearance to play tonight. Here's a pitch come this way, and he got hit hard. Somebody made his pads pop, and that was a Chance Wirsta. Woo, he popped his pads for a good one. That was 13, Mike Owings, and he's all of 135 pounds. He went to
Yeah, nice job by Worsted chasing him down the line of scrimmage. Again, you talk about that side-to-side running. He didn't have anywhere to go. It was Worsted ran him down and put a good hit on him.
All right, third and 10 from the 31. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Rocket Fleet, 7-6 here in the first quarter. From the gun, there's the snap. He rolls to his left, looking, has plenty of time. Now he's under a little bit of pressure. There's a penalty flag, finally, and he throws up field, and it's incomplete. It hit the receiver right in the chest, and he dropped it, but there was a block in the back, in the backfield. Oh, they'll give it all. Yep, illegal use of the hand. And that's going to bring him back.
I would almost decline that. That was third down. This would have been right at fourth and 10.
Yeah, smart move. Why give him another chance? Yeah, decline. And so that was their first down. It's going to cost them no yardage. First penalty, I mean. That'll give them fourth down coming up. Rockets send two guys back, Maroff and Corey Archer, to receive this anticipated punt from the Comet. 45, Tyler Albert. He's been busy. There's the snap. Good snap. There's a step and a kick. End over end, but it's extremely short. Look out. Oh, Maroff takes it. And he must have called fair catch, but they tried to wrap him up. Kind of took a couple steps like he was going to run. I didn't even see the fair catch.
I didn't either. I was watching what was happening in the backfield. Once the punter came back down, Chance Worsted just kind of gave him the old two-hand shiver and put him on his back.
All right. Saying hello and howdy do. Now the Rockets have the ball, the third possession, and it's going to start at their 45-yard line. That's the same spot that they had last time when they marched down the field in four plays to score and go up 7-6. Pigsley takes a handoff and gives it to Van Dorn on the right side. He's trying to get some running room over there. Cuts it back up the field. He's still on his feet, and he makes that first down yardage. Trig Van Dorn, nice job by the sophomore.
Looks like we're going to have another penalty bringing that one back. Looks like a long time after Trig already had the corner, number 70, back here. Way off the play. Looked like he still had a hold of his man when he could have given him up.
Luke Welsh, if that's the case, the guilty party. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Ooh, the foul was on the 44-yard line.
He was the only one still in the area back there where the flag was thrown.
You don't want to call a cookie, and not be right. But that's the case there. They march it back to the 34-yard line where it's going to be first down and 20. Let's see if the Rockets can dig themselves out of the hole. Now, last week they didn't have any penalties in the first half, and it helped out a lot. Pigsley, under center. Back split behind him. There's the snap. Gives it to Van Dorn over here on the left side. He gets past the 40, the 45, up to the 50, and he's shoved out really late. There's the penalty flag finally. Good job by Craig, and now we'll get tacked on 15 more yards for our help.
I'm not sure exactly where that flag came from, but Craig did a nice job of running to the near side here and got the corner and was able to pick up big yardage. Going to be really close to the first down. Will be the first down after the attack on an additional 15.
Rockets lead 7-6 here in the first quarter, and they are on the march. They are in Comet territory, and they are going all the way to the 33-yard line. So just a little while ago, the Rockets were at their own 34. Now they're at the 33 of the Comet. Pigsley brings them up. Referee starts the clock. Running back split behind Pigsley. He takes the snap. Hands off to Trey Van Dorn right side. He's got some room. He's still on his feet. And he's all the way up to the past the 25 to about the 20-yard line. Trey Van Dorn all of a sudden has some fresh legs and he's running hard.
Yeah, Trey's doing a nice job. The guys up front are getting the body on that initial line of scrimmage. Trey's been able to get to the corner. Doing a nice job of staying behind his blockers as he's got a lead blocker on the corner. They're going to measure. It's going to be. They're moving the chains. We're not even going to measure this one.
Back to back first downs indeed, and the Rockets are on the march. They lead 7-6, and we are still in the first quarter. 1:47 left on the clock here at Eichrine Field at Eddyville, Iowa. Kids had a day off today. Now, sometimes when we've had ball games, the kids just don't quite perform the way they should, whether it's a basketball game or a football game. You know, they kind of lose sense of continuity, and then all of a sudden they get to the ball game, they forget to start playing. But today they had the day off due to a teacher in service, and they come out on fire and executing for the most part pretty decent.
Yeah, maybe the pregame ritual of the home games of the boys getting together around 3:30 for a team meeting and then watching a movie and maybe having a team meal. To help things out.
I like the team meal idea. All right. Rockets come up to the line. Pigsley. He's got Corey Archer with him and Ty Yeager in the backfield. Split behind him as he goes under center on first down from the 20-yard line. There's the snap. They give it to Yeager. He's into the secondary. Nice job by Ty as he gets into the secondary and close to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, good run by Yeager that time coming up the left tackle. Big hole opened up there on the left side by the line. A nice job of blocking. Yeager wasn't nearly even touched until he got to that linebacking core. Almost giving about 9.5 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, second and about a good-sized catfish here. We're getting close to a minute left, a minute 19 on the clock. Pixley. And now we got a little problem here. Not quite sure. Corey Archer. Couldn't find his mouthpiece. He finally picks it up, and they crank the clock again. All right. He goes to the slot on the right side. The only person behind Pigsley is...
There he goes. He forgot the snap count again.
Yeah. Pigsley went all the way over to the right slot. Now in motion comes Archer. He's got a caravan over on the left side, and he takes it in. There's a penalty marker right at the line of the goal line, so we'll see what happens. He had a caravan that he could have waltzed in, which he did, but they threw a flag on that. We'll see what happens. They're talking about
an illegal block out there.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Or a hold.
Oh, he had pay dirt, and he had a big old grin on his face. You could see it from here. That's going to move the ball back 10 yards. But it'll still be second down. And looks like they're back to the original line of scrimmage. Well, not the original, but about the 20. Excuse me, the 12. All right. Well, let's put it in from here. Pixley sends him up. Again, Yeager, Archer in the backfield. He takes it to the right side. He had to elude one tackler. He couldn't quite get rid of him. He does shake him and throw the pass, and it's caught. Who in the heck caught that ball? Yeager. Oh. I can't believe he got that ball off.
Yeah, the comments had possession in the backfield. One of them even had a hold of his jersey for there a little bit, but he shook loose and was able to just get rid of it before the pressure came back.
He kept his eyes up, and that helped a lot. He was able to look downfield, and Yeager was open at the 3-yard line. He makes the catch, first and goal from the 3. Pigsley under center, hands up to Van Dorn right side, and he waltzes in for the score. Touchdown, Rocket!
Nice job by the Rocket offense again. Looks the last couple drives, they've just kind of owned that line of scrimmage and done a nice job of running the football. Dylan doing a good job of getting that one pass for a first down on the last play, and then Van Dorn doing a nice job of running through a good hole created by the line for the touchdown.
All right, Rockets go up 13-6. Winkleman on for the PAT. Pixley to hold. There's the snap. He's got a scramble, and down he goes. And that was muff from the kick. So the snap was a little bit high, and he didn't have time to put it down. Kind of a risky play, you know, because of the fact that he's got that injury. But PAT no good. Rockets lead 13-6.
I imagine as he reached up for that ball with his right arm, that shoulder gave him a little reminder that it was there.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. They're on the south side of Oskaloosa there. Very nice facility. A group cluster kick, and the Cardinal does jump on it, but they sent the caravan in a swarm, and it might have been kicked just a little bit too hard by Louis Winkleman.
Yeah, Roland dashed a little bit there at the end of the first quarter. He's going to give the Comet their best field position so far of the game with only 6 seconds left here in the first quarter.
And that's at the 45 of their own, as the clock will start at the snap of the ball, and it'll run out basically unless there's a defensive play. Loose ball on the field. Oh, the quarterback picks it up, and he spins away from the tackle. He got hit hard by number 71. That was Jace Riley. But number two was the quarterback there. That was hot. He didn't have much fun on that play. He fumbled the snap, whirled around, missed the onslaught that was coming. He was able to make some positive yardage up to about the 50. No. Let's make it the 45, I guess. So it'll be second down and about three or four for them. As the quarter comes to the end, the Rockets lead 13-6 as we begin the second quarter. Recap the scoring. Cardinal got on the board first at the 6:01 mark, a 56-yard run by Tyler Albert. PAT was no good, and the Cardinals led 6-0. Then the Rockets came storming back at the 4:20 mark in the first quarter. 21-yard run by Corey Archer. The PAT was good, and the score was 7-6, Rockets. And then with 8 seconds left in the quarter, a 3-yard run by Trey Van Dorn, the sophomore, made it 13-6. The PAT was no good, and that's where we're at here. As the second quarter just about gets started and underway, and you think about Corey Archer, he could have had 2 touchdowns to his credit if it wasn't for that holding call near the end zone on that one particular play.
Yeah, we've been doing a nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage and running the ball so far tonight. Hopefully we can keep that up and start putting a little spread in this lead.
All right, the Comet comes up. They've got the diamond shape backfield with three backs with the quarterback. Now he sends the guy in motion to the right side. There was movement, and Potts is in there, and they must rotate their quarterbacks about every quarter or so, because I didn't think number 12 got hurt, Patterson. But they said they had a 2-quarterback attack.
Yeah, they had stats for both those guys when I was printing off the quick stats for the week, and then went and forgot them in the printer on my way out here. I must have been a little hungry and smelling those FFA Rocket Burgers and forgot all about my stat sheets.
The Rocket Burgers have made their return, and nice penetration by the defensive line there. There was a delayed handoff, and the Rockets were able to shoot the gap, push pressure in the backfield, and then Yeager didn't get much of a run after that. It'll be third and long for the Comet from the 44-yard line of the Comet.
And so far, outside of that one big 56-yard run by Albert, Rockets have controlled that line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball tonight.
All right. Third down coming up. 6 yards to go at the 11:15 mark in the second quarter. Rockets lead 13-6. Potts under center. Takes the handoff. He's a left-handed thrower. Fires it downfield, and it's incomplete. He had it in his hand, Blake Wright, but he dropped the ball right at the first down stick.
Yes, it was a nice throw by Potts, and Wright hit him right in the numbers. And Worcester was a little late. Brett Worcester was a little late getting there on the coverage, but put a good hit on him, even though the ball was already on the ground.
Van Dorn back and Maroff back. I'd like to see Maroff catch one on the run and take it to the house. There's the snap on the punt, a high snap. He gets a high, lazy kick, and they threw a flag down here, and Maroff did pick it up, and down he goes, but there's going to be a penalty flag way back here against the Rockets on that punt.
Yeah, it looks like the Comets got a pretty nice gift for a good acting job. I'm not sure. The wind might have blown by his leg, but I didn't really see anything that warranted the flag there.
Well, they're going to get 15 and a fresh set of downs. That's a shame because the Rocket defense had done a great job stopping that series. Let's see what happens now. And yeah, they're talking it over.
I'm not sure if they still have the 5 and the 15 yard.
Oops, he's going the wrong way. All right, here he goes. He's going to step it off. There's 5. Ooh, so maybe it isn't. Just running into the kicker, so it's only a 5-yard variety.
They barely touched him, so.
Okay, well, let's see what happens. The ball is resting on the common side of the 50-yard line, so it's about at the 49. 4th and 2, they call it. More like 4th and 1. But the Comets are going to go for it. Potts brings into play. Luke Welsh comes in to anchor the line. Might be a wise time to stay anchored because they could do the hard count just as easy. All right, Thomas up the line. There's the snap. Handed to the second guy through, and he gets one under. Oh, my, the defensive came through. I saw Jaeger fly through there. And Jensen as well. Brett Wursta and Treg Van Dorn. Why doesn't that surprise me? The Rockets take over on down.
That 5-yard penalty turns into about 30 yards of field position for the Rockets after the Comets decide to go for it, and we stuff them on 4th down. Going to start inside Comet territory about the 47-yard line.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, that's excitement for you right there. Andrew Larkin, the center, got the trademark pink gloves and pink shoes. Pigsley underneath him. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn. He's trying the left side. He's got some room. He all the way up past the first down marker again, and the ball will get sitting at the 35.
I think that's about the fourth or fifth time that Craig's carried the ball tonight, and be my guess that he's averaging close to 15 yards every time he touches it.
That's their 6th first down unofficially that I have in the first half. That's quite a collection. Both mostly on the ground. They've had one passing one that they had. Good job by the Rockets. There's the Pigsley. He tries the right side now with Corey Archer. He turns it up the field. Oh, he makes a guy back up. He hit him so hard. He got all the way to the 25, and they're going to look at the first down again. Corey Archer running hard.
Yeah, Corey lowered the boom there and ran that guy over, and it was just enough to get past the 25-yard line, right on the 25-yard line, enough for another first down.
He was standing in the way of that defender, and Corey put his head down and hit him hard. All right. Pigsley, underneath center. There's the snap. He hands to Archer left side. Let's see what happens here. He cuts it up the field. Nice job again by Corey as he gets about 6 to 7 yards. Wow. Excellent job on the ground. They're ground and pound is what they're talking about.
Yeah, the backs are doing a real nice job. Even when they do go to the corner, they're getting out there and they're being decisive and making a good hard cut and turning up field instead of trying to string it all the way to the sideline. That line's doing a good job of letting them get out there to make that cut.
In that particular instance, Cardinal had a guy out there, that linebacker, but when Corey cut up, the linebacker just stayed where he was at and let him go up the field. All right, Pigsley with two guys behind him split. They hand it to Cody Brown. drives the right side. He gets away from one, spins off to another, bounces off the third guy, but couldn't quite get past number four, five, and six.
That was a little nerve-wracking there, the way Cody was carrying that ball. He had it out away from his body, and with four or five red shirts around, that was a little precarious, the way he was carrying that football. It looked like it could have been knocked out of there pretty easy. They did a nice job of holding on.
They do give him a first down, though, so good job by Cody. He expressed himself last week up at Linville Sully by running the hard, running hard and running tough. He wasn't in the game plan at Pleasantville, but the second week he was. Hunter Johnson gets the carry now, and right up the pipe he goes. He moves the pile ahead. He's probably going to get three or four out of that carry, and he did that on sheer effort.
He ran right into the back of his own lineman at the line of scrimmage and just pushed about three or four guys for that 4 yards.
At halftime, if she remembers, our guest is going to be Kate Proctor. She's going to be up here to talk about the archery program, and she'll be happy that her son is back on the field, I'm sure. Rockets come up to the line of scrimmage. They got two backs behind Pigsley again. There's the snap. Pigsley tucks it up, and he's not going to get anywhere. I don't know if that was a busted play or a design draw.
It kind of looked like that belly blast they've been running as he takes off right at the middle and then kind of runs off tackle. But the Cardinal Comets had some good penetration to the backfield there before Paisley could get to the hole.
Third and seven from the 11, 7:40 on the clock. Rockets lead 13-6 here in the first half. Marov goes far up to the left side. Johnson and Van Dorn behind Pigsley. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn left side. He tries to cut it up. He gets spun on. Nice job by whoever was blocking to push him along there. Got some room there as he made his way up the field. It's going to be fourth and about three, though, for the Rockets as the ball should sit now. It is at the seven. Okay.
I thought Van Dorn made a good cut there and was going to be able to turn it upfield to make some good yardage, but Tyler Albert did a nice job of getting just one arm on him and grabbing the hold and didn't let go.
Indeed he did. All right, Pigsley, let's see what happens. They faked Archer. Pigsley's under trouble. He fires it in the end zone, and it got tipped away right at the end. It was intended for Worsta. A nice job by the Comet defense. I think it was Batterson on the defense, and he was able to tip that ball away.
Yeah, it looks like we had a couple guys open there. Ball was maybe just a little bit late, gave them time to make a nice diving play to knock that ball down.
All right, so the Comets dodge a rocket bullet, and they will take the ball over at the 8-yard line. Rockets lead 13-6. I'd like to have that one back just a skosh. Here comes the Comets. They try to run a pitch. They pitch it to the running back, Albert, and he's able to get some yardage on that play. Potts is the quarterback.
Yeah, it was a glosser that time all the way from, I don't know if he was covering his man out there, but Potts picked, or Thomas got about 6 yards before Glosser was able to get there to pick up the tackle.
Cody Brown, the Cowboys, coming off. He's got a stinger of some sort. He's getting over here to the side, but it took him a while. Casey Dunwoody coming in. Looks like second and about four for the Comets. They're deep in their own territory at the 12. Clock starts at 6:05 here in the second quarter. Fox, under center, takes it, hands it off to the deep man, and Albert gets stood up. Nice job of penetration. Looked like Glosser was able to make something happen in the backfield and alter his route a skosh, and then the rest of the Rockets were able to clean up on defense. Third and about two.
That was a good hit initially. Albert was able to stave off that first one, kept his legs turning, picked up a couple extra yards before four or five more Rockets got there, bringing down.
Here come the Comets up the line. Third and two. Potts hands off to the first guy, and he didn't get anywhere. Good job by the Rocket defense. Dr. Bob Schertz on the sideline following Dalton Brown and asking him how he feels.
little better than when he came off the field, so hopefully it wasn't too big of a deal.
Dr. Bob had the week off last week trying to get ready for his daughter's wedding, and I'm sure he's glad to be back on the sidelines. I'm sure he had fun last week, though. And I'm going to call timeout here. That's the second. Yes, Tom has called their second timeout of the first half. You might as well. You got three of them. So at 4:46, Rockets lead 13-6 as we got a 4th and 2 coming up from the 16-yard line. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is there to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1firstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. We're glad to have them on board as sponsors for Rocket Football here this 2013 season. Game 3 already, Coach Sands. The Rockets with a 2-0 record with wins over Pleasantville in the home in the opener at Pleasantville, and then last week on the road against Sully. Line drive kick. If Moroff gets up there, he can run this back. It bounces right at the 50, picks it up. He's at the 40 already. The 35, the 30. He's on his feet at the 25. He cuts it back to the right side. He jukes out of the fender. He's on his feet. And then he gets caught up at about the 20-yard line. Holy moly. There was some electrification there by Blake Moroff on that return.
Yeah, nice return by Blake that time. It looked like he wasn't even going to come up the field at first, but it bounced a couple times and picked it up. Kind of did a little hesitation to kind of let his blocking develop, then turned on the jets to get up the field, then came across the field sideways and looked like he was almost going to be able to break it loose and get to the end zone.
Nice job by Blake. I was hoping that he would have picked that ball up sooner. He kind of let it bounce and bounce, and I thought he was going to bounce one more time, but he was able to scoop it up, and away we went, all the way to the 18-yard line. Here comes the Rockets. Pixley rolls to his right, takes pump, keeps it on his feet. He's still on his feet. He's getting down into the goal line. Good job by Dylan Pixley as he takes it inside the 5.
Another flag coming in from the umpire there in the middle of the defense. That'd be a illegal blocker of hold there down close to the end zone.
All right, we'll see what the man in the white hat says. Helping the runner. Are you kidding me?
No, that's a sideline warning.
Oh, sideline warning. Okay. Well, there's 5 yards. So is that the second time they called that?
Oh, maybe that is. Not sure what that means.
That's the 4th penalty against the Rockets. They've only been penalized 25 yards tonight, but a far cry from last week. The week before, they had 21 penalties. So it's a far cry from that one, but you never want to see those, especially when you're getting close to the end zone. Pixley hands off to Corey Archer on the left side. He's getting close to that touchdown. And he's just outside the line there. He's got to be close inside the 5. Archer is having a heck of a game tonight.
Not sure how that head linesman over there on the far side was able to see where he was. He was falling behind. He wasn't able to keep up with Archer. So if he did get across the plane of the end zone, he wouldn't have been able to see from where he was.
Another
nice
first
run by Archer indeed.
Oh, my goodness. Another first down for the Rockets indeed. And they'll have a 1st and goal from the 2. All right. Worst up, bringing him up. Let's punch this puppy in. Johnson behind him as well as Archer. Pixley takes it, and he gets in. Touchdown, Rockets!
Another nice drive that time of the Rockets, kind of controlling the line of scrimmage. Finished it off by a nice little 1 yard run by Pixley.
At the 3:27 mark, Dylan takes it across that left side and gets it in. Rockets lead 19-6. Going to try to go for 2. Yes. All right. Pixley under center. Backs behind him. Corey Archer and Ty Yeager. Jensen over on the right side. Bigsley rolls. There's a penalty flag, and he takes it in on the two-point. Let's see what happens here. And they're going to call what? Penalty against the Rockets? Yep. Holding. Ooh, that's going to cost them 10 yards from the spot. That's going to be quite a ways to go for a PAT. But, you know, you don't want to send out Winkleman out there. That'd be just like a pretty good-sized field goal for him.
It'd be a 32-yard field goal from where it is right here.
All right. Jensen again comes over here on the right side, and there's a timeout. Coach Keller is going to chat about it and see how things are going. You know, it's a type of possession where you just never know. Rockets lead 19-6, 3:27 on the clock. You make this, it makes it 21, and that keeps you on the uptick. If the Cardinal Commons were able to score a couple more touchdowns and make their two-point conversion.
Yeah, you just never know with this kind of play. It's, like you said, it's probably a stretch for Louis to try to kick the extra point from here, and you really don't have anything to lose, but you can might as well go for that two-point conversion from this distance.
All right. I kind of like that play that they just ran with Pickley. Came over on the right side. I think they can pull that off twice in a row and get the same result. I don't know. From this many yards out, we'll see what happens.
At least he had the option, you know, coming from rolling out to that side of throwing the ball, too.
All right. Pigsley rolls to his right indeed. Fires it. It's caught by Corey Archer, but he's hit before he makes it to the end zone, and he is stopped short by about a yard, and the PAT will fail, and the Rockets do lead 19-6. And they strike up
the band.
The techno band as the marching band is getting ready for the halftime performance. And I understand that the band is going to play their entire show. So usually they take a little break and only do two of the songs. But since this is week three, they've had plenty of time to get prepared, and they will be on the field doing their whole program at halftime. Speaking of halftime, Kate Proctor will be joining us here in the booth to chat about the archery team that she has assembled, and get some input from her as Louis Winkleman tees it up at the 40-yard line. And I would suspect he'd, might as well kick it deep. I thought maybe he'd swivel it. But, you know, they tried the mass onside kick that last time, but this time they spread him out. He's got that left-footed soccer-style action going on. He checks his guys to the left and to the right. He approaches end over end and drives the runner back to about the 10-yard line. He brings it up the field, and he gets swarmed under. Nice coverage by the Rockets, and the Cardinal will have it at about the 26 or 7-yard line. Worst on the stop. Crowd getting entertained by the cheerleaders, trying to perk them up. They got a lead. They're happy at the present time, 19-6, as the Cardinal go to an I-right formation. A back goes Patterson, and down go. You had a delayed draw. Excellent penetration. Did you catch the number on that?
Well, it looks like there's a bunch of them. Dunwoody was in there.
Hunter Johnson as well.
Johnson, and then I couldn't see who was on the other side. There's one more on the defensive line. It looked like he might have got there first.
Heck of a way to stuff that delayed draw. Moves him back all the way to the 21-yard line, where it's going to be second down and approximately 16 to go for the Comets. Patterson, under the center, takes the snap. Albert, and he gets hit over on the far side by the first tackler, and down he goes. I've been impressed, Coach Sands. You know, we've seen a lot of Rocket football. They're flowing to the ball as a team with a lot faster speed, it seems like, than in years past.
Yeah, the defense is looking really good. They're controlling that line of scrimmage, and like you said, the linebackers are doing a great job of getting to the ball once the running backs have it. Hunter Johnson has been on that play again. I couldn't see. There's a couple other Rocket defenders over there on that side.
Got an official's timeout. One of the Rockets has their hat off, and they're getting it fixed again. It's not Maroff this time. It's Corey Archer, and he's got to go out. He's going to go out, and in goes Van Dorn. So we've been hitting them so hard, we got to get equipment fixed. Of course, the Block of the Week and Stick of the Week are sponsored by the AgriPower FFA. Somebody will be getting a stick tonight as a best hit. We'll see who gets that. Dalt Brown has his name in the hat with that big hit on that opening kick. All right, Cardinals seems to be running as much clock as they can off without doing the snap, and they draw the Rockets off. Chance Wirsta came up to with the threat of a blitz, and he was able to jump off sides. Of course, that's only 5 yards, but still a mental mistake, Coach Sands. We're not going to lose any sleep on that one. Third and about 15. Okay, up comes Batterson. And there's another stoppage of play here. Oh, they're working on the clock to make it a 1:45. I hope that's not seconds, 14 and a half seconds.
That looks like 14 and a half seconds to
me. Okay, that wouldn't be good if that's the case. We'll see what happens here. No. Okay, it's right. Cardinal is taking as much time off the clock. They don't want to give the Rockets any more time on this third down play. As soon as this play's over, I think Coach Keller ought to call timeout. Under center. There goes Batterson. He rolls to his left, looking, and he finally throws it, and it's incomplete. I'm not saying that the comments are trying to all, but that will stop the clock with a 1:18.
He said, I'm not sure why you run as much time off the clock to the snap if you're just going to roll out and throw it and stop the clock from an incompletion.
Don't get me wrong. He had a man in the neighborhood. He had an opportunity to make a decent gain, but just didn't quite happen. Here comes a punt attempt. Maroff and Van Dorn back deep. Let's see if they try to kick it away. Maroff had an exciting punt return last time. There's the snap, the kick. They get it off. It's a spiral, and here comes Maroff up to 50, and he called a fair catch. He had some room to run. I wonder when he watches the tape if he'll say, my goodness.
Yeah, I was going to say there wasn't anybody within 7 yards of him when he caught that ball, so I'm not sure. Usually when you see that low line drive type of kick, those guys are licking their chops coming up the field to try to make a return.
All right, from the 50, the Rockets will go. They lead 19-6. With a 1:13 on the clock here at Ike Ryan Field. The band getting positioned over there in turn three as they will be coming onto the field for their performance. Here comes Pigsley. Fakes the handoff. He rolls to his right. He tucks it up, and he tries to run. He's got the 40, the 35, and he's out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. Dylan Pigsley with the afterburners there.
Yeah, nice job of creating something off of a looks like maybe a bust of play, maybe it's going to throw the ball, but coverage downfield is good. Cardinal had some pressure in the backfield. Dylan did a nice job of getting to the corner and had a little bit of a convoy out here with Jaron Glosser.
All right, Rockets with another first down. That puts them in double figures. Paisley fires it deep downfield. It's caught by Maroff. He slips the tackler and into the end zone. He'll go at 57 seconds in the half.
Nice play on both ends that time as Pigsley did a nice job of eluding the pressure, rolling out to his left, making a little adjustment. Maroff also made an adjustment on that end as Pigsley's ball was just a little bit behind him. Maroff came back in front of the defender, made the catch, and then made a move to get around him and take it into the end zone.
Good job by the Rockets scoring in a hurry. 57 seconds left in the half, and the Rockets lead 25-6. 2-point conversion just about underway. There's a snap. He rolls to his right. Pigsley, he's looking. Fires it in the end zone, and it's incomplete. It was intended for Jensen, I believe, and he couldn't quite get his mitts on it.
Jaeger, maybe.
Oh, neighbor Jaeger, I'm sorry. The pass is incomplete. And that score will stay 25-6 here with a few ticks left.
Intended for Ty Jaeger, knocked down by number 7, Nathan Jaeger. Not spelled the same, but sound the same.
Absolutely no relation whatsoever. All right, the techno band is playing the school song, and the crowd is on their feet here at Ike Ryan Field. And I've been impressed. The Rockets gave up that long first down, and then they've been able to come back and score 4 straight times to make it 25-6 here with 57 seconds left in the halftime.
Yeah, a little bit different that time as the Rockets went to the air on that 2-minute drill. And Dylan did a nice job of creating some things and making some good throws.
Basically, to tee it up here, and then he's looking across the way, and then now Louis comes in. Wasn't quite sure what was going on there. Now Pigsley comes off to the side. They might have had something cooking there.
And maybe Pigsley's the squib man.
All right. Louis barking out the signals to his huddle. Common ready to receive this kick. Rockets lead 25-6 with 57 ticks left. And it is a squib kick coming in, and the Cardinals cover up. And there might be a penalty flag. Yeah. Well, that's too bad. I think that was
Gloucester got a little
in. He had a 3-yard spot.
Aggressive.
Yep. The Cardinal Common was able to pounce on that ball, and Gloucester came sliding in, and that was after the whistle. I could hear it from here. So
yeah,
going to help out the Cardinal a little bit.
Commons are just giving themselves up trying to cover the ball. Can't come in there and just stick your helmet in the middle of the pile once they're already down on top of it.
Now, if this ball game is any indication of how the season goes, we've had lots of penalties the first game, nothing the second. Lots of penalties. I'm hoping next week we don't have many penalties as Regina from Iowa City will be coming in. Hey, you checking out that barbecue smoke?
I am. I'm hoping your tent's not on fire down there.
All right. Delay draw to Archer. He's got some room, or Albert. He's got some room. He finally get caught. And cut down by Brett Wursta. Nice job by number 8 to cut him down before he gets ahead of steam. That looked like the same play that they scored on, Coach. That was that 56-yard lump that he had earlier in the ballgame. Patterson underneath center, I formation. And he's getting tackled. Chance Wursta looked like Troy Polamalu. And he was able to make it. Play in the backfield for a sack.
Minus the hair hanging out the back of his helmet. It was a nice job as he timed that snap pretty well and came up and came right through the line without even getting touched and was able to bring down Batterson.
And that'll do it for halftime. We got 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and 1, and the Rockets will go into halftime 25-6 here at Ike Ryan Field. The Rockets are coming back on the field. The band has finished their performance, and Dr. Joe Overton has them going on. Fantastic job so far with what's going on. And the Rockets lead 25-6 here at halftime. The Rockets got behind the eight ball on a 56-yard run by Tyler Albert for the Cardinal Common. That came at the 6:01 mark in the first quarter, and the Cardinal led 6-0 after the PAT fell behind. And then the Rockets were able to strike 4 times in a row to take the lead 25-6. The first score at the 4:20 mark on a 21-yard run by Corey Archer. The PAT was good, and the Rockets led 7-6. And then with 8 seconds left in the first quarter, a 3-yard Van Dorn run with the PAT no good made it 13-6. And then in the second quarter, at the 3:27 mark, a 2-yard run by Pigsley. The PAT was no good to make it 19-6. And then the final score came with 57 seconds left. A 21-yard run, a pass from Pigsley to Maroff. The PAT was no good and made the score 25-6. So Rockets have done a good job putting points on the board tonight. Unofficially, they had 10 first downs, mostly by the run, 3 with the pass. They have had 7 penalty flags here in the first half, and that racked up about 55 yards. For the Comets, unofficially, they had 4 penalties and 35 yards of penalty flag. Rockets stand at 2-0. Last week, they were able to beat Linville Sully 20-8, got out to a 20-0 lead, and then the Hawks were able to put up a late score. 2-point conversion was good to make it 20-8. And in the week before, the Rockets went into overtime. They had a 20-8 lead, 20-7 lead, and 21-7 lead, and then the Trojans were able to score 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to tie it up with less than 2 minutes left on the clock to make it 21-all at the end of regulation. The Rockets took defense for the first possession, and the Trojans threw an interception on their first play of the overtime period, Jevin Jensen with the INT. And then on the first play for the Rockets in their overtime possession, Hunter Johnson was able to go 9 yards to take it to the 1, and then Dylan Pigsley took it over on the right side on the next play for the touchdown and the win for the Rockets, 27-21. And so talk around the school has centered around the fact that the Coach Keller has not ever had a 3-0 squad to start the season, and hopes are high to get to that point. He's halfway there, 25-6, as we kick off the second here before we start the second half. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rockets will receive the kickoff. The Cardinal across the way, getting onto the field and huddling up, getting ready to kick this ball off to the Rockets. So halftime is over. The Rockets had the ball 6 different possessions, and I don't think there was any turnovers during the first half, Coach Sands. I can't recall one. The Cardinals had a chance to make some hay, but there was a penalty that gave them 4th and 2. They tried to go for it, and they got stuffed and turned the ball back over to the Rockets in decent field position. I think I just harkened back to the penalty flags. 7th's probably acceptable, but on the other hand, if you have only had 3 last week, you kind of get spoiled.
I was going to say, I'm not sure 7 is what you want in the first half. Maybe 7 over the total game, but you need to clean it up a little bit here in the second half to keep things going in the right direction.
Okay, Cardinal, end-over-end kick, drives Maroff back inside the 10-yard line. He takes it up the left side. Now he cuts it to the right. He gets cut it back to the left. He's got some room to run. He's still on his feet. He makes some people miss, and he gets up to about the 45-yard line. Nice job by Blake Maroff.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to keep coming over here to the near side, but there were 3 white jerseys in his face, so he decided to cut back up in the middle and was able to pick up a few more yards before he was brought down.
He's got that cat-like reflexes, too. Being from the wrestling mat, he was able to change direction very, 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 very quickly, and that helped him get up the field quite a bit. Rockets break with too many people in the huddle. They don't throw the flag. There it is. I wondered if they were going to get us this time. Last week, they didn't get us.
Yep, this crew's a little more on the ball this time. They caught Jaren trying to sneak off the field without anybody trying to see him.
Well, we were just talking about penalties, and right away we got 5 yards of penalty. That moves it back to the 40-yard line. Just started the third quarter, 25-6. The Rockets are in the lead here. And don't forget the Thunderbolt app. You can take a peek at the Thunderbolt app by downloading that puppy and on your Android or your iPhone. Get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the score tab, and you'll see up-to-the-minute updates from KIIC Radio, Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app or your smartphone. KIIC, Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And the Cardinal must have had another penalty on that brought up. Gain 5 yards for the Rockets. Here comes Corey Archer around the right side. He turns it up the field. He makes it all the way to the first down. Nice job by Corey Archer. And Archer lost his hat. He'll have to sit out one play. Nice hard running. I mean, honestly, to watch Corey Archer turn that corner and run it up the field has been just spectacular.
Yeah, the running game tonight for the Rockets has been looking really good. The guys are running hard, turning up the field, making good, quick decisions, and putting their shoulders down and running over guys and finishing off their run.
From the 43-yard line of the Comets come the Rockets. They've got two guys behind Figley here on this first down. Under center, he takes a snap. He tucks it up himself. He tries the right side. He gets into the secondary and close to the 35-yard line goes Dylan Figley.
Again, wearing out this right side of the Rockets offensive line, the left side of the Comet defense. Good blocking up front. Dylan was able to turn the corner, picked up about 7 yards on first down.
Yeah, don't want to sound like a broken record, but last week after halftime, the Rockets just kept pounding that inside track. We'll see what happens here. And right away, Yeager goes on the left side. He's on the loose at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15. And down he goes inside the 10-yard line. Ty Yeager carrying the mail. Close to the 5.
After wearing down the right side, they used the left side this time. Yeager was able to break through. Basically untouched still. He was about 25 yards down the field. Drug a couple of common defenders for another 5 yards after the first initial contact.
He had a career game last week. He had a score and a two-point conversion up there at Linville Sully, and tonight he's having a good game as well. Quickly, the Rockets come up to the line of scrimmage. It's first and goal. There's the snap. Pigsley takes it on the right side. He takes it on into the score. Touchdown, Dylan Pigsley from the 6-yard line.
Yeah, the belly blast play that they've been running, Dylan kind of fakes it in the side handoff, and then turns it upfield inside the tackle. Had a pretty good hole there that time and kind of waltzed into the end zone.
At the 9:33 mark, Pigsley with a 6-yard score to make it 31-6 here at Ike Ryan Field at the home opener for the 2013 season. Going to go for two here. There's the snap. The give to, no, Pigsley wheels and deals, throws it in the end zone, and that's incomplete. And that might be the other thing that the Rockets have not quite done well is conversion on the 2 points. 31-6 here, and the Rockets have scored 5 straight times, combining into the first half and the start of the second half.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Coach Keller just wanted to work on his 2-point conversions there or if he's superstitious about the number 32. I'm not sure why he would just run Winkleman out there and kick the extra point in that situation.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We've created an assisted living environment that combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life, creates new experiences in a comfortable home life setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each one's needs while providing a space, freedom, and flexibility reality, make one's own choices, and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With round-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits that assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. We're glad they're on board for Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets football tonight. As the Rockets break and Louis Winkleman gets ready into position for his left-footed kick, 31-6. The Rockets lead here in the third quarter. Winkleman approaches, kicks high, end over end, drives the Cardinals back inside the 15, and 44 brings it up, and he gets snowed under over there on the right side. Good kick coverage again by the Rockets.
Chase Courtney did a nice job of just catching that kick off as Winkleman drove it kind of over his head. He made that kind of Willie Mays over-the-shoulder catch, was able to turn around and get headed upfield just in time before the Rockets were able to get down there with good coverage again.
All right, the Cardinal will come out at the 23-yard line, and I would suspect that some of the underclassmen are going to see some PT tonight. There's the snap, the give to the second man, and he gets stuffed right there at the line of scrimmage. They said, oh, he got away a little bit. I can't hardly believe he got out of that. But up. It must have been a fumble because Giltner jumped on that ball. Giltner isn't your normal guy running the ball. Must have been on the ground.
Say that was Albert that had it initially, and when he got up, he didn't have the ball.
Somebody must have laid the wood to him. All right, here comes the comment. The handoff to the second guy, and same thing on the left side. Looks like Jaeger was in on the stop and Glosser as well. My goodness, the flex 3-4 defense that Keller has installed has been paying off benefits in this ball game.
Yeah, we're looking good tonight. Like I said, we've been controlling that line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Linebackers have been doing a great job coming up and filling.
Third and 10 for the Commons from their own 23-yard line at the 8:20 mark in the third quarter. Rockets lead 31-6. And did you check on any scores there, Coach Sam?
I did find the Thunderbolt here. So I can get my phone unlocked again. Albia leads Clark 37-0 into the second quarter. Norwalk leads Sheraton 7-0 at halftime. Wayne is leading Mormon Trail 10-6 in the third quarter. Davis County leads I-35 Truro 21-6 in the first quarter. North Mahaska 14, English Valley's 14 in the third quarter. Pekin leads Linville Soley 14-7 in the third quarter. Wilton leads Sigourney 27-7 in the second quarter.
Wow, Wilton. That'll be interesting. Sigourney Kyoto flexing their muscles. I think that would push them to 3-0 if they're able to come away with a victory there. On the punt by Cardinal, there's a penalty flag in the backfield on that punt. And they're talking to see what happens here. See how many yards they get, if it's a 15 or a 5. It was 4th and 9. So a 5-yarder won't help them. They're still talking it over. The referees, head referee is still chatting it over. Let's see, running. Yeah, it's running into the kicker. So that'd be, and then there's holding against Eddyville. So I guess offsetting penalties, it'll be a do-over. Is that the deal?
I think both penalties were on us, weren't they?
Well, yeah, that is true, I guess. We did have a hold, and we did have running into the kicker. So you are correct.
Well, they're sorting it out. Des Moines East leads the Tumwa 7-6 at halftime. Pella leads Grinnell 7-6 in the second quarter.
That'd be a good game to watch.
Oskaloosa leads Carlisle 26-7 in the second quarter. Knoxville 6-0 over Winterset at halftime. Bondurant Farrar 12-0 over CMB in the first quarter. West Marshall leads PCM Monroe 14-0 at halftime. Lisbon 50, Van Buren 0 at halftime. Tri-County 52-18 over Moravia in the first quarter. Twin Cedars 26-20 over East Union in the second quarter. Montezuma leads Pleasantville 28-0 at halftime.
You like them eight-man games. I tell you, we did that Murray game a couple years ago. My gosh, it was a track meet. Of course, that's the key to an eight-man game is to have some sprinters. And quarterback had speed. Two running backs had speed, and then they had a wide receiver, and they were off to the races more times than not. And it was just kind of like basketball and grass. They can run up and down the field.
A couple more scores here to finish off Thunderbolt. Tella Christian leads Central Decatur 17-12 in the second quarter, and Urbandale is up 26-14 over Johnston in the first quarter.
Right off of your Thunderbolt app, thank you, Coach Sands. That's nice to hear. The Rockets will have it first and 10 from their own 37-yard line to start this possession. There's the snap. They hand it off, and he gets snowed under really quick. He went nowhere fast on that one.
Yeah, not much happened in that time. We tried to get run off tackle to the right side. Looks like they backed us up a couple yards.
Well, like I said, I foresee the younger kids getting some PT time in here. 7:25 on the clock. Still got the fourth quarter yet. We'll see what happens. Pigsley got one guy behind him. Maroff's over here on the right side, or is that Jensen? There's the snap. The give to Cody Brown, and Glosser, he got caught back in the backfield. Nice job by Albert for the comment. And all of a sudden, the comment's defense is playing how do you do in the backfield.
Yeah, those two plays back-to-back were adding negative integers into the Rockets offense. We've gone two plays for a negative 5 yards.
Throwing the math terms around me gets me befuddled sometimes. I just use my fingers.
Keep you on your toes.
Third down coming up for the Rockets. Third and 15 from the 33. And we'll see if they play it close to the vest. Rockets, Hunter Johnson in the backfield. And there's a penalty flag. Can't be the lay of the game. You've got to be kidding. Play of the game, indeed. My goodness gracious. There's another penalty.
I won't make you take your shoes off to have to count your toes, but I like to keep you on your toes.
All right. Well, I can handle that from time to time. As long as I know who's winning. Rockets lead 31-6. Showing blitz comes to comments, and they jump the gun. Let's see what happens there. He had a hard count. Rockets had a man in motion. That was Archer. And, indeed, encroachment against the Comets. That's their first one of the second half. They have been able to keep their mental mistakes, to a minimum. Rockets have had a tad bit too many here in this ballgame. All right. Pixley brings them up. He's got Ty Yeager behind him, and another whistle now. And what happened here? We got a timeout to the Rockets. All right. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. And we appreciate their support of helping Rockets football. Of course, the big game tomorrow, the Cyhawks series. You can catch all the action on 96.7. On Saturdays, the Cyclones take on the Hawkeyes. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff. So take the Cyclones with you on 96.7. That's Thunder Country. Okay. IIC, Southern Iowa Sports Leader. And then if you want to get the Hawkeye side of things, you can get them on 106.9 FM. That's Southern Iowa home for Iowa Hawkeye football. That's out of Ottumwa, Iowa. Here comes the Rockets. Pigsley takes it, rolls to his left. He's in trouble now, and down he goes. Ooh, that play had bad. plays, the Rockets been going backwards.
Yeah, Dillon tried to make a U-turn to outrun the guy chasing him, but didn't realize there was another guy pursuing behind him and just ran right into him. And that one went backwards about 10 yards. We got a fourth and about three miles, maybe, I don't know.
At least 30 yards, let's put it that way. All right. A punt formation should be coming up for the Rockets. And Louis Winkleman is signaling Casey Dunwoody and saying, Casey, come in here and block, will you? All right.
I thought maybe it was going to be three rods, but it's more like six or seven rod, I think.
And there's a penalty. And, oh, another delay of this fine contest by the Rockets. Oh, Coach Keller, he's not going to have much air left after this one. He's having bad nightmares about the first week.
Yeah, I hate to say it's deja vu all over again, but the yellow hankies are littering the field quite often this evening.
You know they got to wash them. There's the snap, the step and the kick. It's a high, high kick, short, coming down, and it'll bounce and get a cardinal bounce, and it goes to the Rocket, 46 or 7. And so the Comets have pretty decent field position here to take this possession.
Yeah, the defense needs to flex their muscle again here and control that line of scrimmage, get the Comets a three and out, get the ball back, got to get the offense going again.
That was just kind of amazing. We've had our way on the offensive side, making huge yardage, and now all of a sudden, in three plays, we went backwards. You got to give credit where credit's due. Comets were able to do some damage. On the first play from scrimmage, Chance Wirsta from his linebacker position fills the hole, and Owings is snuffed right there at the point of attack for no gain.
That's the defense and line control that we've been used to so far this game. Nice job by Wirsta coming up there and filling that hole and keeping Owings to no gain at all.
Second and 10 for the Comets. They certainly don't have a sense of urgency. Well, now they're running up the line of scrimmage. I was wondering if they're going to take their time. They got a man in motion on the right side. There's a snap, a pitch to the right side. Owings again trying to get outside. And, oh, he gets hit hard. And no gain. In fact, a loss across the way. It looked like neighbor Yeager was able to fill that gap and take him down.
Yeah, you talked earlier about how the defense had been throwing to the ball well tonight. Owings just ran straight across about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and the defense just kept stringing it out. And finally, he tried to cut it up, but it was too late. He was thrown back for about a four-yard loss.
He got hit. He got hit hard. My goodness. Third down and 15 from the midfield strike. Here comes the Comets. There's the snap. The gift to the second guy through. He is trying to run for his life over here on the near side, and he didn't gain very much. In fact, it was designed to go up the gut. He cut a left turn as fast as he could, and he had pursuit take him down after a two-yard gain.
Looks like Owings again. He doesn't look very big out there. When those four black jerseys come around him, he got swarmed under.
Fourth down coming up, and the Cardinals, that's the second time in a row, three and out, and they couldn't do much with that excellent field position.
He's not too big. They list him at 5'5", 135.
There's a bad snap. He gets the kickoff and gets it out here. Moroff watches it roll. He finally picks it up. He gets by one guy, gets by another guy. He's still on his feet over here on the near side. He's up the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. He's the spin move and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Wake Moroff, and I tell you what, I thought he was dead in his tracks across the way, but he made up it. That was amazing.
I wasn't sure. He kept backing up and backing up. I bet he let the ball roll 15 yards backwards, so he finally decided to pick it up. He carried it kind of straight ahead and had a couple red jerseys around him. Broke free over here to the near side, and there was a touchdown-saving tackle here just short of the 50-yard line.
Adding his stats, that's what he's doing. 48-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, and the Comet had a hurt player across the way, and they helping him out. The Rockets crowd gives him a round of applause here. It'll be kind of interesting to see time the Rockets had it, they went backwards three straight times.
I'm not sure if we got a few different personnel in there.
Looks like Jace Riley on the trigger man on the center position.
Maybe Casey Dunwoody here on the right guard.
All right, there's movement. Let's see what happens here. This isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including KIIC.1, that's Albia, KIIC.2, that's Sheraton. You're listening to KIIC.3, Eddyville, the Quadro, KIIC.4, Wayne Accordon, KIIC.5 goes Davis County, KIIC.6 is going to be North Mahaska. Then KIIC.7 is going to be Pekin as Jaron Jensen is loose at the 20-yard line, the 15, the 10, and inside the 10 goes Jaron Jensen, and that was a wide receiver screen.
Jevin Jensen. Yeah, straight had a convoy over here, basically just threw it out in the flat. Like you said, a wide receiver screen. Jevin had some long strides. I didn't know he could move that fast. Took about two strides every 5 yards. Thought maybe he was going to have a chance to go, but it was a nice tackle down there. Stopped him right just inside the 10-yard line.
That's the first time they threw that play, and it had some great success. KIIC.8 is Sydney, and .9 is Indianola Indians. All right, here comes the Rocket. They give the Archer on the left side. He cuts it upfield. He's looking for some room to run, and he's inside the 5. Good job by Corey Archer again. My goodness, he's running hard.
Yeah, it was a great cut up inside. Thought maybe Archer was going to get to the end zone. He put his head down, but the common linebacker met him right there at the goal line and just stood Archer up that time. He wasn't able to finish off that run.
Second and goal from the 2 for the Rockets. A buck 35 on the clock and counting. In comes Brett Worsta. Losser goes out. Pigsley brings them up to the line. Got a little bit of urgency here as they come up, line up, get set, get ready. There's the snap. Jaeger, right up the gut, and it's in. Ty Jaeger, touchdown, Rockets!
Yeah, I couldn't tell exactly what happened. We didn't quite have the personnel in that we want. Only one guy came out. Three guys were coming on the field. And we kind of hustled up there like we didn't want to get the delay game. 2 yards, looked like Jaeger kind of slipped out of the blocks as he was coming out of the backfield, was able to get enough footing there to get into the end zone.
Okay, well, you got your wish. Here comes Louie Winkleman to try the PAT. Pigsley, the holder there. There's the snap. Oh, it's a high snap. They hand it to Pigsley. Fireman's carrying, and he throws it in the ground, incomplete. And the score will remain 37-6. At the PAT, no good. 37-6, the Rockets go after that Ty Jaeger touchdown from the 2-yard line. And Ty was talking earlier in the week how he was hoping that they'd be able to steamroll the Comets, and he was true to form.
Yeah, after kind of a disappointing start against Pleasantville, I know the boys thought they were just going to steamroll them over there. And a nice game last week against Linville. I know the guys were ready to get some steam rolling going to get some playing time for those JV guys.
Well, don't forget, this is the opening of the district competition, and any time you can win a district game, you got to say, hey, we can belong here just as well as anybody else. Iowa City Regina, the Regals, will be coming into Ike Ryan Field next week. Perennial power over there from Iowa City. I'm glad they got to make that 2-hour trip. I hope their trip back home will be a long one as well.
And in a few weeks, we got to make the even farther trip over to Wilton.
Yeah, don't tell me about that. Hunter Johnson to tee it up. Hunter was a perennial winner on the punt passing kick sponsored by the AgriPower FFA. In his back in the day playing days, he looks like a right-footed soccer-style kicker. He's got the hand up, checking his voice. The step and the kick. Nice, end over end, and it's deep as well. That ball is touched and bobbled, and here comes the Comets up the field. He gets hit, and down he goes inside the 15. Good job by the Rockets. Nice kick coverage as well.
Nice job that time. Hunter got all of his right leg into that one down inside the 10-yard line. And a nice job of the Crockett's getting down there and not allowing much of a return.
No, he's not on the 21. It must be the 11. All right. All right. We'll take it at the 11. All right, here comes the comments up the line. It's hot. The under center, he hands it off. The ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground, and there's no indication yet. And it must be the Cardinal ball. Cardinal comment covers it up. Ooh, baby, that would have been a turn of events. I would have thought if that was the case, Keller would have sent in the clowns to have their go at scoring here. We're in under a minute at the 45-second mark, and I would say that the youngsters would be functioning at the bit to get the PT in here in the fourth quarter. Why risk it?
Those JV guys haven't had a chance to play yet. They'll have their first game on Monday, I believe.
All right, here comes the comments. Trying to air it out. There's the pass over the middle. Oh, a heck of a hit. Chance worse to put in the wood to the receiver. He's going to remember that puppy for a long time.
Yeah, it was kind of a high throw that time by the other common receiver or quarterback. Is that?
Yeah, it's Potts.
Potts in there throwing the left-hander. Yeah. Receiver went up to get it, and Wurst was able to get into his backside.
That'll do it for the third quarter. We'll head into the fourth quarter. Rockets lead 37-6. Heading into the fourth quarter, Iowa State, First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets, and also Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. They called Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all these options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. She'll set you up right with Windstream. All right, we're heading into the fourth quarter here at Ike Rhine Field. Beautiful evening. Absolutely no wind out there tonight, Coach Sands. You gotta love Football Fridays when it's this beautiful out. You know, last week we had a little bit of shade. Good thing. You know, it was in the 90s, but not as bad as the trip over to Pleasantville. But we'll take this weather any day of the week as well.
Yeah, you always know sitting here in the home press box, we don't have to look into the sun. Get some temperature control up here. We can open the windows if it gets a little too warm. But it's a perfect, almost fall-like evening out here, first Friday night football weather.
Thomas on third down, throw the ball, and it's incomplete. They'll bring up fourth down. There's an injured Rocket near the 5-yard line, and he is in pain. Dr. Bob is running out there, as well as Kylie Batterson, to check things out. Can't quite make out a number. No matter what, you don't want to see that happen as well. Hunter Johnson, he had a sprained knee earlier, and he just came off the DL. Coach Taylor just put his hands on his head. That's not a good sign. It looks like it's more severe than just a cramp. And we kind of wondered if going into the fourth quarter they put in their JV squad. We'll see what happens here after this. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life, creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for helping ability to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits that assisted living can offer.
Chance Wurster coming off the field.
Ah, and he doesn't look, he's really favoring that right leg. And you hate to see that. The senior out of Eddyville has been a three-year starter. He's going to be sorely missed. He's had a whale of a game on the defensive side of the ball. And he looks like, I hope it isn't too severe. All right, comments in punt formation. Albert is the man to get the kick away. Maroff and Archer back, and they're not even past the 50-yard line here, Coach. We'll see what they can do with a little magic. There's a snap, a high snap. They get it kicked, and they try to kick it away from Maroff, and Archer takes it on the bounce at the 45. He's up to the 30, the 25. The 20, still on his feet at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Corey Archer, a 45-yard punt return.
Just when the Comets thought they were doing the right thing by kicking away from Maroff, Archer does a nice job blazing up that far sideline. Good blocking along there, too. Good wall down there, 45 yards, Archer's in the end zone.
Now, Corey Archer with a whale of a game scored the first touchdown of the evening for the Rockets, had another one called back, and now he just scored on a punt return at the 11:39 mark in the fourth quarter. There's the step and the kick on the PAT, and Louis Winkleman puts it through. Rockets lead 44-6 after that PAT. The kick is good by Winkleman, and the Rockets have scored 7 straight times after that opening run by the Cardinal Comets of 56 yards. The Rockets have been dominant the rest of the way.
Yeah, outside of some sloppiness and the penalties and mistakes, the Rockets have looked as good as they have all year, dominating that line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And Dillon's, even with a bad shoulder, thrown the ball fairly well the few times that he's tried to throw.
All right. Rockets got a few substitutes here. Jeffrey Kopke's out there on coverage. Hunter Johnson to tee it up. Reiswurst as well out there. Holy cow. I'll tell you what. 44-6. We haven't seen this many fireworks since the 4th of July. All right. Hunter Johnson puts the arm up. Approaches the ball. There's the kick. Nice, end over end. It's going to come to the up man. That was Laughlin, and he gets turned around and shoved down. Nice kick coverage again. They get a forward progress to the 25.
Yeah, we're into that continuous clock territory, so this last 11 minutes and 20 seconds is going to come down pretty fast.
Courtney, I'm sorry, not Laughlin, was the carrier on that. He's had some work to do tonight. Okay. Gloucester comes out. In goes Trey Van Dorn. Number 70 is Luke Welsh. He's in. He's going to be on the left end of here. Looks like Casey Dunwoody on the right side. There's a quick hitter up the middle there for 45. That's Albert. He gets some decent yardage out of that. Welsh on the stop. And in comes Jace Riley.
Yeah, that was pretty good running play that time for the Comets. Good blocking up front. Picked up about
formation. There's the snap to give again to Albert. He tries the left side, cuts it out on the far side, and he got cut down. Good job by Brett Wurstock.
Wurst over there coming from his free safety position on that side for corner. And looks like maybe Casey Dunwoody chasing down over to that far side also.
Saying Wurst's name reminded me to take a look at Chance. Chance is on the bench over here. And Dr. Bob is checking things out. I can't quite see what's going on. Mom Belinda is down there watching as well with a watchful eye as Luke Welch makes a nice stop again. He's been plugging up that middle very, very good for the Rockets. First down for the Comets. Unofficially, that's their first one of the second half. That's some pretty good defense. All right, they send a guy over here to the right side. There's a guy over to the left. The diamond formation. Now they send a guy in motion. They hand off to Jaeger, and down he goes in the backfield. Nice job by the Rocket defense to get in there. Van Dorn gets credited for that stop.
And Van Dorn looked like Archer was chasing down from the backside also.
That 3-4 defense has just been amazing to me, and how the kids have been able to grasp it. Offensive line seem to have had trouble picking things up. Those four linebackers got enough speed to track down the ball carrier in the backfield. All right. Here comes the Comet, and there's a penalty. Nope. Whistle. Let's see. They're going to call timeouts. And the Comet take it with 8:28 left, 44-6 here. And Coach Sand, you hate to look ahead too far, but I think this game's in hand, and the Rockets will be moving to 3-0. It's a good feeling.
I know earlier in the season they were talking about possibly being the first team under Coach Keller to ever go 3-0 to start the season. So it looks like that will come true this evening.
It's come at a high cost, so his Chance Wursta is still being attended to. Dr. Bob is talking to Mom. Belinda is there, and his teammates are coming over to him and patting him on the shoulder and giving him some support that way. So I hope that's not a season-ending injury. Okay, here comes the Comets, and they get snowed under at the line of scrimmage again. The line has just been phenomenal as Bryce Wurst is in on that stop. It's just been amazing to watch. I would like to think that the confidence level is going to be extremely high for the team as they come into the ball game against the Regals next week.
Yeah, I know Coach Keller will be working on cleaning up those penalties again in practice this upcoming week to try to get that next game.
High right formation as Potts rolls to his right. He flips it out over here, and it's almost intercepted. Cody Brown was just about ready to have a pick, and Blake Maroff was in the neighborhood too.
Yeah, I think Cody might have had that, but Blake was smelling number five and was being a little over-aggressive and kind of knocked Cody down, otherwise Cody might have had it.
Can you imagine that, having four interceptions the first two games? And he's probably getting punched at the bit to get another one in here so he can say he's moving up at least one a game. Fourth down coming up for the Comets, and Maroff comes back. And the Archer on the other side, there's the snap, and there's the kick, and it's a lazy wobbler that's going to go out of bounds, and they don't want anything to do with, they're going all the way up to the 49-yard line of the Comets, so the Rockets will have it on the correct side of the 50 here to start this series. And let's see. Most of the first unit is still in there for the Rockets here as the clock is at 6:44. And Pigsley, you'd like to think that they just run the clock. Of course, it's going to run anyway.
Thing with only having 38 kids out total, you don't have too many reserves to put in there in the second string.
Andrew Larkin comes out. Up to the line goes the Rockets quickly. Hunter Johnson in the backfield. There's the snap. They give it to Hunter. He tries the left side. He's still on his feet. He carries tacklers with him as he crosses the 45 to about the 43-yard line. His mom was here at halftime, and she was very pleased that he was out on the field contributing.
And did a nice job that time carrying tackles for an extra 3 or 4 yards after that initial contact and a manageable second down and four.
All right. Second down coming up indeed. Rocket offense up to the line. Neighbor Yeager behind Pigsley. Barking things over to his left side in motion as Van Dorn. They give it to Yeager on the left side. He's into the secondary. He's past the 40 up to the 35-yard line. First down for the Rockets.
Yeah, good job that time as Van Dorn went in motion and kind of led the way up through the hole there. Yeager did a nice job, picked up about another 8 or 9 yards.
Chance Wurstow over here on the bench, and now he's got his leg propped up. His right leg is elevated, and we can only hope for the best, being a sprain or a strain, as Hunter Johnson takes it, and he got hit hard by Yeager and driven down. Very little gain on that play. Yep. Second and about 8 or 9 coming up.
Not much happened. It looked like Hunter was going to try to bounce off, but Yeager was able to keep hold of him. Had a little help wrestling down after just a short game.
Rockets lead 44-6 here in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock, 4:30 left, as the Rockets are wrapping up win number 3 on this early season here, 3-0. And here comes Corey Archer on the left side. He's into the secondary, and he's still on his feet at the 10. The 5 touchdown! Corey Archer with his third touchdown of the night.
Nice initial block to the line of scrimmage. Archer was able to get the corner, and once he got through into the secondary, it was a foot race and was no competition. Archer just outran the Comets all the way to the goal line.
He also ran through some Comets. There's people there, and they just weren't trying to tackle him either. At the 4:13 mark, the Rockets will go for a 1-point. Cody Brown coming on late. There's a step and kick, and there's a penalty flag. They're going to have a motion as Cody Brown was coming in from the sideline. Winkleman put it through, and they threw a flag, and what are they going to call here? And, illegal substitution. They're going to have to kick it again. He was coming in.
Yeah,
Louie put it through. He didn't need Cody, but Cody was coming in late, and he got caught with the forward motion. Oh, my goodness. Well, this will be good practice for the Louie Winkleman here. Kicked this puppy 5 yards more. And like you said, Coach Keller is going to want to clean up these penalties. Unofficially, that's number 6. In the second half. All right, there's the snap. The step and the kick, and it looks good, and it is good. Louis Winkleman puts it in, and the Rockets make that score 51-6 here in the fourth quarter at Ike Ryan Field. And the Rockets have ripped off 8 scores in a row, scoring 8 times. They spotted the Cardinals 6 points, and they've scored 51 unanswered. We probably would have had 60 if we had them 2-point conversions work. But, hey, Coach Keller's got to be happy. A win's a win. I realize that. But this has been pretty doggone impressive.
Yeah, like I said, with the outside of the sloppiness of the penalties, especially the last one coming in there, a little bit late coming in on the extra point. Rockets look good on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, controlling the line of scrimmage, running the ball well, stopping the run. It's just been, I think, so far, outside of the penalties, the best game so far we've played this year.
You know, the other week, other 2 weeks, excuse me, last week at Linville-Sully was the first time the line really dominated. Against Pleasantville, we had some give and take on the line. But last week they really dominated the Hawk offensive or defensive line, and then tonight they've really been manhandling the offense and defensive side. As this kickoff by Hunter Johnson is a very nice one that goes quite a ways back, and good kick coverage out to the 26-yard line. There's a late penalty flag. We'll see what happens here on that particular call. I didn't see what happened, but it came in late from the back judge. And the Rockets have just been a dominator at the 3:59 mark here. 51-6. The Rockets are going to move to 3-0. And now we start to see some youngsters come in. 61 is Austin Engel, the freshman out of Munnerville, Iowa, is coming in. 53 is also in there. That's Dalton Griffith. He's another freshman. Finally, they'll get some play time. Now, all of a sudden, three kids come off. Casey Witzel, Tuffy Jensen, and Brent Wursta. That was Bryce Wursta. I'm sorry, number eight.
That's Brett.
Excuse me, Brett. I had it right the first time. All right, Cardinals come up hot. The quarterback, he's short a man. Here he comes. Courtney from the I position. Under center, gives a snap to the second guy through Owens. And he got hit hard by the interior of the defense. Kopke in on the stop there. Jeffrey Kopke, the sophomore. Nice job by him to stuff that play. Little gain, second and about eight coming up. Getting some scores on the Thunderbolt there, Coach Hans.
Yeah, Albia still over Clark, 44-0 in the third quarter now. Norwalk, 21-0 over Sheridan in the third quarter. Wayne, 36-6 over Mormon Trail in the fourth quarter. Davis County leads I-35, 28-6 at halftime. North Mahaska, 34-13 over English Valley to the final. Deacon leads Winslow Sully, 33-12 in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto trails Wilton, 34-7 in the fourth quarter. Lewis Central over Indianola, 17-7 at halftime. The Thumbs come back and now leads Des Moines East, 15-14 in the fourth quarter.
Ooh, that's a barn burner.
Grinnell and Pella deadlocked at 14 at halftime.
That'll be a good game to watch.
Oskaloosa, 33 over Carlisle, 14 at halftime. Winterset still leads Knoxville, 7-6 in the third quarter. Pondrant Farrar, 12-6 over CMB in the second quarter. West Marshall, 28-0 over PCM in the third quarter. Lisbon leads Van Buren, 56-8 in the third quarter. Tri-County, 66, Moravia, 24 in the third quarter. Twin Cedars, 48, East Union, 20 at halftime. Montezuma leads Pleasantville, 42-0 in the fourth quarter. Tella Christian, 17-12 over Central Decatur at halftime. Urbandale leads Johnson, 34-21 at halftime.
And our score, 51-6. Caden Shampoo in there in the secondary for the Rockets on this play, and they get stuffed in the backfield. That was Bryce Wursta. Nice job by him, making up a fine tackle in the backfield for a loss as Tuffy Jensen comes out. And out comes 72. We got to get these light sticks. Gage Berryman. Gage Berryman, the freshman.
Luke Johnson had that light on earlier if you want to turn it on.
Well, I didn't know if it would give us away. There's a... Jaeger's on the loose, and he's still running hard. And finally, a touchdown-saving tackle. I thought it was 11, but we don't have an 11. Caden Shampoo, indeed. Very good. Made a stop. That was a touchdown-saving tackle as well. And stoppage of play, I think. I want to say Coach Keller called timeout, but I don't think so. I think it was the Cardinal Comet timeout. Ball sits at the 35-yard line. Rockets lead 51-6. And it's just been total domination on both sides of the ball, special teams, and there's always improvement that you can do. I understand that. too many penalties and too many missed PATs. But how can you sneeze at 51 points? Cardinal comes out with their JV squad here. Now they look about the same size. All right. Here we go. Up to the line of scrimmage comes the Comets. Rockets showing blitz. There's the snap, and down he goes. The ball is on the loose, and they say he's down. The ball came loose from that Bryce Worst. Was able to make some contact. He did the old Paul, Troy Polamalu, right at the snap. He was going over the line of scrimmage. Good job by him.
Looks like they had about four guys lined up right over the center, and he didn't stand a chance.
Oh, here comes the same play. A high snap. He's going to throw it, and it's incomplete. Too bad that doesn't stop the clock. A buck 10, and the clock rolls. The clock rolls. Rockets are going to wrap this puppy up 51-6 here at Ikerine Field in the home opener of the 2013 season and the District 6 competition. So it's a good feeling there, Coach Sands, to get that W.
Colby Lopez seeing some action. He just came off the field there, getting a lot of those young kids playing time tonight.
CeeLo. He wants to play football bad. Here comes the Comets on third down. He rolls to his right, looking, fires a pass in the flat. It's caught. Good job by him, Cody Brown, with a nice wrap-up.
And that's still out there for the Comets making that catch.
Yeah, and there's a timeout to the Comets. That's got to be the last one. 23 ticks left in the ball game, and looking ahead, the Rockets will be playing host to the Runnin' Eagles from Iowa City, Regina, as Chance Worst is over here on the bench getting a lot of hugs and pats on the back on the way he's feeling that right leg being elevated. That I can only speculate that it would be the knee area that they were looking at.
Yeah, it was either the knee or the ankle. I couldn't quite tell what they were looking at down there, but hopefully it's just a slight little tweak and he can take care of that this weekend and get back on the field next week against Regina.
He's not, well, you know, if it was really severe, he'd be gone and to the hospital by now. So that is one thing that's encouraging as Dr. Bob Schertz talks to him one final time here as the Comets come up with their play on fourth down. There's the snap. And pressure coming from Koki. And it's a flip back pass. And down goes the runner. And the Rockets defense holds. And that'll keep the clock going. I thought it stopped on possession.
I thought so too.
But they're going to wind it down to 5-4-3-2. And are they going to call it? Yeah, they will call it a game, and the Rockets win 51-6